Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, April 28th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Greetings, people, and happy Monday to you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you're coming out of the gate strong today. Really, I do. Ready to run your race, stay in stride, and get to your finish line. You know, that's what winners do. But you know what? I know that on a daily, that can sometimes be a real challenge depending on who you are and the multitude of responsibilities that you're carrying with you. The weight that most women and men too carry can affect your stress levels, your health, and particularly in some cases your mental and your emotional states of wellness. We live in a society where we believe we have to be doing it all the time to succeed, and because of that, we can get depleted, disgusted, and depressed for various reasons. Use of meds to get balanced and stay balanced mentally and emotionally is on the rise. And here to talk to me about that and with you today is industry expert, an award-winning nutritionist and pharmacist, and owner of Nutritional Designs, Sunday Muniz. Welcome to Foxology Today, Sunday.
Thank you so much, Silver. It's so great to be back on your show.
Oh,
thanks
God,
for having
it
me.
It is always such such a pleasure. I just know I can always get you to get us up to speed on some of the issues that I know a lot of us are interested in that industry. And so we're going to go ahead and get going on some of this. Before I ask my first question, though, I gave a little bit of a synopsis about you because you're so awesome in a class all by yourself, in my opinion, but tell us a little bit about the history of your business and where you
sure.
are professionally.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, basically I always start out my story as, you know, I believed, I've been a pharmacist for quite a while, and I believed everything they taught me when I came out of pharmacy school. But then I needed some help. And, you know, my story is that my husband and I, Jody, we have twin boys who happen to be turning 21 now in May. And I tell everybody that they literally just sucked every nutrient out of my body. And I did not like how I was feeling. I just wasn't myself. My patience wasn't there. And granted, I was taking care of two babies and, you know, life was a little bit busy and lack of sleep. But I just did not feel the way I wanted to feel. And I knew as a pharmacist that going in to, you know, my doctor with the list of how I was feeling, I knew hands down back at the time this was all going on that the drug of choice for me at that time would have been Prozac. And my initial response, even as a pharmacist, was, okay, I'm not going to go there yet. What can I do to get myself back on track? So that I can you know, feel like me, you know, and get back to mm-hmm. who I am. So that's literally what started driving me into this world of nutrition. I dabbled in a few things and immediately saw some change in how I was feeling. And then I went, oh, my gosh, why don't I know about these things? Why didn't I get taught these things? Why don't I know about them? And that just prompted me to start reading and getting as much information as I could. I went back to school and got my certification in nutrition. And literally now I own a pharmacy with my husband, but the largest majority part of our business that we do, hands down, is working with people on nutrition, not just diet, but how to use the world of supplements, how to use herbs, how to just kind of find your way to just feeling better and that person you know you are meant to be. So that's my story.
I think it's an awesome, awesome mission that's your focus. And I know that with that being the case, you have helped, I'm sure, just countless people come to the same kind of realization that you're talking about. People sometimes think they're just sick or maybe even been told that, but you take an approach to their bodies in a different kind of way, perhaps similar but different kind of way than they would from a different kind of medical professional. And I think that is
right.
Just truly exciting.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I think what's tough for a lot of people is that when you're not feeling right, we have such and I guess it's just a little bit of human nature. We just blame ourselves. Something's wrong with me. I'm wrong. Something's wrong with me. And then when you go to see someone and you tell them how you're feeling and they go, oh, let's run a lot of these tests, and they run some tests, and then they tell you you're fine. And you go, well, but I don't feel fine. I don't feel good. So, and then there's the blame. You blame yourself for feeling the way you do. And then you got people going, snap out of it. And it's like, it's kind of very tough. And we just really have this ability to make ourselves feel even worse. So, you know, the other thing I love to do is just empower people when they come in to realize, okay, let's understand your body. Right now your body's giving you a lot of signals. So let's understand what those signals are, and let's just appreciate what that means, and let's just, you know, get that body happy again. So it's possible.
Yes. I think more and more people overall are beginning to take a different kind of approach. The more awareness that there is that's brought to physical, mental, emotional issues. For years and years, as you have said, it's just been medicate. Take some tests, medicate, and send people on, rather than really taking a wholeness type of approach to what people are telling you. I think we're getting better at that. You know, you got it. You know, the light went on for you. But I think overall, the industry is starting to look at that from a wholeness perspective. I want to ask you, in regard to what we had talked about, we would kind of investigate, if you will, today, is the issue of emotional wellness, mental wellness in
right.
women. And I'm sure there are men, too, and we're not leaving them out, but they're, you know, women are all, always much more open and vocal. Men won't say, I'm having an emotional day.
They might just go take a nap and think that's okay, you know. So,
yeah, right. they're not going to say, you know, something's not clicking for me in my head, and
right.
I'm not looking at things right.
Right.
Women will share that with each other. You know, we'll do that, but men won't. So, guys, I'm not leaving you out. Keep your ears open. But we're speaking, of course, to everybody, but specifically to some issues where we know people have often we've seen them show up in your case for
mm-hmm.
various medications, and probably I would guess in more numbers than men do. I don't know. You can get us straight on that.
What kind of
meds are women coming in for that are particularly related to emotional and mental wellness?
Right. Well, it's pretty typical when you know, when you go in and you do a doctor visit and, you know, they check the other things out and make sure that there's nothing, you know, really big going on that would warrant some of the feelings. So they then are going to tend to go two directions. So a lot of times women come in and they've got a combination of some anxiety and some depressions. Maybe they've had a few panic attacks or something to that effect. So most likely what's going to happen within the medical world is we're going to prescribe you two factors. We're going to put you on what's called a class of drugs called benzodiazepines, which are your Xanaxes and Valium and lorazepam and, you know, things that actually have like a kind of a calming, sedating effect on you just to calm you down so you're not sent into this panic. Now, we do that as that initial fix, and then we also will add on what's called an SSRI. It's a serotonin-based type of medication that affects how serotonin stays in your system. And that takes time to work, so that doesn't work like first day. So we want to build that in your system. So they use the two together so that we can kind of keep you calm and then let the med take hold and let it work. And that takes anywhere, depending on the person, from maybe even 2 to 6 weeks to work. So, you know, those are the typical meds that we will most likely give when you're, you know, really kind of in the worst of the worst, and we need to, you know, just get you into a state where you feel like you can at least have, you know, something that you're doing, something that you're being proactive about. So that's what we do. Now, with those meds, you know, some people go into them just hoping it's a temporary thing, but once you're on them, it can be difficult to get off, and then you're almost kind of reliant on something, and maybe the situation itself is over, but you still have these meds around. You know, so it's even long-term use, and a lot of people are on these meds for long term and years, mm-hmm. and it just almost becomes part of what they're on. They can also then start to see other things. I even have done a lot of teaching even into the medical community on things like drug nutrient depletion and medications and nutrients they deplete out of the body. And some of these classes of meds are classic for that. Sometimes even why we become, we have that hard time coming off the medication when, you know, a situation or the emotions that have been going on are kind of over. So there's a lot of things that could come into play there. As an example, okay. the serotonin-based products can deplete the body of folic acid. And folic acid is one of a very important kind of B vitamins that is very, very essential in helping you even make serotonin in your body. So we know that by increasing and improving the quality of the folic acid in the system of somebody who's been on a med like that, that the med starts to work better, and then maybe making it somewhat easier to at least maybe change your dose and kind of even wean off if that timing is right for you to do that. So that's mm-hmm. just even one example. Benzodiazepines, which are that Xanax family again, they can deplete your body long-term, and this is one thing I have a more difficult time with over time. They deplete your body of melatonin, which is your sleep hormone. So, you know, you're on a medication to try and calm you, relax you, but over time, we can start creating more issues. You're having trouble sleeping, and you can't get quality sleep, and that just makes, you know, your emotions even worse, and then your memory, forget the memory, you can't sleep right.
Right.
So all that stuff starts to come around, and you're like, okay, I went on this to feel better, and now I feel like I'm almost back to where I was. So, you know, you have to respect the fact that meds have their time and their place, but you also have to understand that if you're still on them and need to long-term, you know, there's things you can do to help. We can complement it with sometimes this natural or, you know, complementary world, as I prefer to call it, you know, to just improve, you know, your positive outcome, your good emotional outcome. So.
So do you find, Sunday, and that was a wonderful breakdown of all of that, do you find that the greatest issue, if you will, is these feelings of anxiety? Can you contrast some of that with anxiety and perhaps people who may be experiencing bouts of depression or some type of long-going depression or emotional feeling, you know, sometimes after pregnancy. Talk to us about some of the normal conditions that women may face, and even in menopause or after hysterectomy, when there really are things going on in your body that you, of course, as a professional, understand. And again, women go to seek some concern and care, but it sounds like, just based on what you said, it really takes some real analyzing. But tell us what your perspective are using some of those examples: anxiety, depression, long-term depression, perhaps again after hysterectomy or going into menopause. Those are things that we often hear red flags of women talking about those particular
absolutely
times.
absolutely. I think sometimes that's some of the biggest times that I will see, and pretty much the most common age of even where somebody's going to come in and walk through my doors is in that 40s, 50s, you know, we're transitioning, the body's doing some amazing things. You know, I tell women, you got to respect what your body does. You know, your hormones are on, and then they're off, and then they're on, and then they're off. And it's amazing that we can even, you know, function. But it's definitely that time where we feel kind of disconnected. You know, I love to point out to people that when you really look at all these amazing things that affect the chemistry of the body, I love chemistry of how the body works, and you've got all your hormones. And that includes all your sex hormones. That includes your thyroid hormones and your adrenal gland hormones, which are some of my favorites to stay healthy. And you've got all your neurotransmitters, and your neurotransmitters are things like serotonin and dopamine and epinephrine and norepinephrine, and they just affect a lot of that neuro factors and emotions and various things. But really, when it comes down to it, all your hormones and all your neurotransmitters, all they are communicators in your body. They tell your body what to do, when to do it, for how long to do it, what intensity to do it. It's literally just all that they're doing. They're constantly talking back and forth. So your hormones talk to your neurotransmitters talk to your hormones. And when there's a disconnect somewhere, there can be, you know, just kind of a domino effect that can kind of transpire through a lot of that chemistry. So absolutely, anytime there's any big hormonal shift, so pregnancy, definitely a big factor. I mean, you look at the whole postpartum type of issues, or, you know, something milder like even the baby blues are, you know, all that part of that thing is your body's trying to reconnect and get all this stuff, you know, and trying to figure out its chemistry again. So to me, it's so important just to respect all that's going on, and then really understand, you know, that we can reconnect a lot of those things. I mean, we do a lot of hormonal testing, and, you know, there's a lot of great things your doctors can test for within the hormonal world, but there's also great ways to test that neurochemistry as well, just to see what is actually happening in you. Because, you know, I know we touched on it earlier, and you and I have talked over the years, but it's amazing how, you know, you can have two people with almost the same similar type of condition, but when you look at their chemistry, their hormones and their neurotransmitters, they're different. So unfortunately, a lot of times in the medical world, we lump everybody together. Oh, everybody's got a serotonin issue. Oh, everybody's got an estrogen issue. Oh, and it's not how everything works in every individual. Everybody's got their own uniqueness to that. You've got your own genetics. Life has thrown you many different things. You might have some surgeries in your past, big things. I mean, even strong, incredible, you know, very emotional traumas all affect all of this. And so that makes you a little bit unique, not like everybody else. So why lump everybody together? So there's ways to look at all of that's going on in you and just find you and kind of, you know, get everything on track. So
yes,
a lot of great ways to
yes.
look at that.
I love how you created the scenario about the messaging. I think that's important that
yes,
anybody understands that when you're having those feelings of whatever they may be that you don't understand, you don't feel well, you feel really more tired, you feel disconnected, whatever they are. Our first sense of is I'm so sick, I'm not, something's wrong. And I love how you explain your body's trying to communicate with other areas that make you have that chemical balance, and you need to go and see about what that is.
Right.
You know, you
right,
said,
absolutely.
You said earlier, we just make it me. You know, we blame ourselves
mm-hmm.
that we don't, I'm
mm-hmm.
working too much,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing this, I'm, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
not doing that. This is stressing me out, rather than looking at what our communicators are really telling us, because that's, you know, education is so key. It's so powerful. Knowledge is powerful. Once you understand those things about your body, how hard is it then to start getting the nutrients, understanding that there are certain things that may be keeping you up at night that you don't realize you're putting into your body or taking as a med that are depleting the sleep hormone. That those are powerful insights for I believe anybody. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Because we're just thinking, okay, we're overworked and, you know, I'm stressed at night or whatever the case may be, and those certainly may be factors, but you're certainly pointing out to us that those are message indicators that we can look at from a totally different perspective as far as nutrition and supplements that can help that. So let me
right.
ask this. When we're talking about physical challenges that may be real, somebody's been diagnosed with an illness that's very real, do you do or suggest, or how do you analyze then some of the emotional factors that come along with a real illness? Let's say it's someone's been diagnosed with lupus, or they've been diagnosed with a type of cancer or diabetes, or you know, I would imagine that most any illness carries with it some emotional changes or stressors, and even things that may impact the mental wellness. All of those things kind of make up everything you said too. But let's hear how you would give us some greater insights on situations that carry
right.
a true physical condition.
Right, exactly. Well, and it is. I mean, especially when you get a diagnosis. Well, and sometimes for some people, if they've been struggling with not knowing what their illness is, they know something's wrong, and they've been, you know, hitting some specialists, and finally they get that diagnosis. And sometimes initially there's that sense of, okay, they found something wrong. And then, so initially you're like, okay, well, at least I'm not crazy, they found something. But then there's that, okay, now I've got to learn how to work through this. What am I going to be going through? And then something big like a cancer where you know you've got a treatment and that type of thing coming up, and I want to be there for my family. I mean, it can start to carry, you know, a lot of burden for you. But either way, it does not even matter to me what the particular issue and where even the underlying, you know, illness that you just got diagnosed with is. You know, I'm all about understanding and getting back to the basics of what drives the amazing thing that is your body. And, you know, the body works on very, very simple principles. It works on proteins. It works on carbohydrates. It works on essential fats. It works with vitamins, all your minerals and water and oxygen. It's literally the amazing things that drive your chemistry. You know, and I believe in a number of things, but one of the things that's just essential to me because it affects your mood and it affects disease in the system is something called pH of the body. It's the acid-alkaline balance of the body. So when I start talking about pH, inevitably somebody's going to start talking to me and going, well, hey, I got to check the pH of my fish tank or my hot tub. And I go, why? And they go, well, because otherwise the fish can get sick and the fish can die and they don't swim so well and they just are sluggish and fatigued. And I go, you're mostly water. So this concept is literally the same type of environment in the body. It's an amazing environment in the body that we have. And the things that drive that pH are literally all the foods that we put in and all the nutrients we put in, and it literally drives how that body affects those things. And you can make a lot of amazing changes just by starting to switch over that diet, you know, getting those fruits and vegetables in. You know, this is such a big thing. Start always from the basic perspective, and this will help that main disease issue we've got going on. You know, and 40% of cancer death is related to malnutrition. So
Wow. When
it comes, yeah, it's a huge factor. So, you know, when you're going through something and, you know, you have to understand what drives the body, it's a little frustrating to me when I've got somebody going through something major like that, and I've got on one side they're being told, well, you just got to get your calories in, just get as much in as you, just eat ice cream, eat everything, and I go, wait a second, it's not nutritious food. You need nutritious food. So when I say 40% of cancer death is related to malnutrition, you have to be eating nutritious-based food. That's where you're going to, you know, really be getting the things that's going to keep and drive everything healthy in you and keep it all still healthy. So it's just very, very important. You know, and it's a tough thing to start to change when you are under emotions, because what do? When we're feeling emotional, we eat incorrectly.
Eat.
So, yeah, and, you know, we go for that chocolate. I mean, look at even marketing. I mean, you deserve this. Yeah, you worked hard today, so have that microwave chocolate in the cup, you know, kind of thing. So, I mean, we they really, you know, it's marketing even. You know, it's pretty funny, but it really steers us. It's just kind of like, I deserve this, so. But, you know, you deserve to be strong and you deserve to be healthy. And there's, you know, have to, understanding what just drives that is a huge factor. And with that, then, when you're putting in the things the body absolutely loves, it's amazing the outcome that you can get. So, very important.
Yes. Yeah, it is. That was really great. Sunday is our last area to explore, and you were just talking about it, and I would like for you to even add some more specifics, if you would, to us.
Sure.
About the nutritional depletion and inefficiency that affect our emotions. Talk to us about some of the supplements, the natural approaches that we can take to building up our systems. We probably don't need it as much in our 20s and 30s. Maybe so. You can certainly tell us about that.
Sure.
But as we get
older,
it's when we're more challenged, because the natural order of aging, we notice that there are we feel different.
Right.
So talk to us about how we can look at adding supplements, easy ones to get, and, you know, what can help us make sure we're increased in our stamina, energy, our mental state of mind, our emotional balance.
Right. Well, there's, you know, so much to touch on, but, you know, when you look at the things that, again, you're driving the general health of the body, your body works from this wonderful pool of all these nutrients. And, you know, and even when we're younger, we can be, instead of a nice pool, we can have a little puddle. But the amazing thing about the body is it's young and it's still got a you know, it's just functioning at a different energy level. Things haven't fatigued out as much. So we can kind of get by. But, you know, if you've shrunk your pool to a little puddle of nutrients, over time, the body is trying to get by with just those few things that you've put in. And the older we get, the more it starts making decisions that we don't care for. So it goes, I've got to do this job. It's really too important. You know, I'm going to skip that hair. You don't need that hair on the top of your head. So, you know, women coming in with hair loss is a very, very common thing. So, you know, we start seeing those types of things. And that, to me, is that pool that's just shrinking and the body's starting to make those subtle choices. You know, so You have to fill that pool up, get those basic factors of nutrients. I believe in a solid multivitamin. I believe in omega-3s. I believe very strongly in the fact that we're so depleted in vitamin D3 because we've gotten so afraid of the sun. And even people who live in areas where they, you know, they have more of a sun, you know, type of ability, still are low because we're using sunscreen. So vitamin D3, incredibly beneficial to that mood and just getting you to feel better. So you fill up the well first with that, all those basic good solid nutrients that just drive you, those good omega-3s, flaxseed. We have chia now that's common and put in a smoothie and pretty amazing superfood, all the nutrients that are in something like chia. And then you've got, you know, a good multivitamin to, and mineral to fill up all those other pieces that are missing in, you know, our American diet and in our soil and various places. So you've got those, that groundwork. From there, then we can start adding in. We can go into the herbal world and look at amazing things. You know, you've got to sleep. We've got good quality sleep. 75% of Americans have issues with sleep, which is going to very much impact how the rest of your day looks and feels. So getting good quality sleep and whatever we happen to work works for you. There's a number of things. There's so many things that are out there to help you with getting good quality sleep. And, you know, a lot of people have tried melatonin, and sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm a big fan of lavender oil and what aromatherapy can do. You can even do capsules of lavender oil. It's very calming to the body and might help get you that sleep with the lavender oil on the pillow. I love something called 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan. And tryptophan is, of course, an amino acid that's present in turkey. Old-fashioned remedy of warming milk before bed releases the tryptophan, and we get that conversion. We get a serotonin, melatonin, a nice calming feel, nice great sleep can, you know, now come into play. I love a wonderful, simple amino acid for the body called L-theanine. It's L-T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, L-theanine. It is one of the amazing amino acids to come out of our you know, more expanded knowledge on nutrition and things. It comes out of green tea. And L-theanine is this amazing amino acid that has a beautiful ability to calm you and relax you. I always describe to people how over centuries and thousands of years, actually, you know, many cultures have just revered the amazing properties of things like green tea. They do ceremony around it. It's like amazing, you know, type of presentation. Here you go. It's wonderful for you. Have some. So I love you. Have this. So L-theanine is this amazing little amino acid that has a wonderful property of calming you and relaxing you. It stops that racy brain. And this is very female also, where we can't shut that brain off. We're going, 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 going all the time. I'm that way. I'm very female brain. You know, I've got a business to run. I've got a family. I've got a social life. I've got all this stuff. And I literally can wake up and boom, my brain can pop on. And a lot of women do that. L-theanine's job is to just take that down and let it focus in. And I love it at night because it just slows that process down, allowing you to get into that nice, deeper sleep. Because so many women even will pop on at, you know, 3 in the morning, and they wake up for whatever because the dog woke them up, and boom, that brain pops on, and now you're awake. So we want to calm you down. Something like L-theanine, you can even take at that time. It'll get you back down and get you back into sleep. So you know, and you can use it during the day also, too, when you're feeling that you just need to, again, kind of calm some things down and focus in. It does not sedate you, which a lot of times when we go into the medical world for a lot of these things, they literally knock you out, and then you can't think straight. And that's very frustrating. If there's women out there like me, I don't like it when my brain is, I can't find the right words, and I just, something just doesn't feel right. I can't have that in my day. Everyone who comes in to sees me wants their help, wants to help, and I've got to be on. So I want to be there, and I don't want to be scattered and not able to focus in on what their need is. So, you know, we want those types of things. So L-theanine is a wonderful, simple, very, very comfortable with all your medications. I have no problem. I'll use L-theanine with any of the meds I've talked about so far, which are like the serotonin products and even an anti-anxiety. I will still continue to use something like L-theanine. The 5-HTP, that one we'd need to discuss and see what other meds you're on. But at the end of the day, something simple like that can do amazing things to just kind of calm you and get you, you know, feeling like, you know, everything's okay. I can breathe without feeling like I'm going to go into, you know, a little anxiety attack. So amazing products.
Well, what I love about all of it and what you've shared with us today, Sunday, is that women can have a much better perspective of things that they're experiencing, and perhaps with what they've learned today, with less fear, with less apprehension about going to see about themselves, because so much of it isn't just issues of the day. So much of it really is us taking a look at our nutritional balances, what we need, things that are so readily available to help feel better and more energetic, more stamina, more clear in your emotions and in your mental states from day to day. Based on what you shared, it just sounds like if you can really take that approach to understanding, it's not me, don't blame yourself, there really are things that can be going on in my system that we can regulate, that we can get those that chemistry balanced, and I'll feel better as a result. So I really appreciate all of your expertise and your knowledge and understanding of these issues, and I'm sure that there's going to be a great deal of enlightenment. Now let's tell people how they can get hold of you, because I know you actually have a part of your website where they can ask you questions if they'd like.
Oh, absolutely.
So give out your web address and how they can do that.
Absolutely. Our website is nutritionaldesigns.com. And you can go there, and we've got a Q&A section, and you can read a few things if something applies for you. Fabulous. If not, then you can actually email us and send in a question to ask the experts. It's right off of our website. Just click on the link and it'll actually walk you through, and you can send us a question. You know, we're even up for phone calls. You know, I've got a good staff, and if we can help you with some, you know, questions that you've got, we'd be happy to do that as well. You can find all our contact information right off of our website as well. And you know, feel free to, you know, just get in touch with us. There's, you know, and realize that chances are there's a lot of great even practitioners in your local area that are doing some things that are stepping outside the box. A lot of chiropractors have ventured into this world, you know, of nutrition and focus their time in on things like that. You know, there are some pharmacists out there like me who are doing this, you know, within their pharmacies as well. You know, it's worth just even kind of asking, and sometimes you might even find that your own doctor might be interested. Sometimes you find they're not, and that's okay. But if this is a road that you want to go down, you know, there's usually some really great avenues for some great people out there, and at least start to help guide you and find, and maybe you find one person and you just don't care for that. Don't stop there. Find somebody that works the way that's going to be comfortable for you. Somebody that you feel connected with. Somebody that you know, kind of talking your language. There's many, many, many different avenues to go down when it comes to what we call this complementary world. So I don't even care if it's acupuncture, a good acupuncturist, or somebody doing Chinese medicine that you've heard about. There's many great avenues to go down. Just because you try one and it doesn't fit you doesn't mean just kind of keep checking some things out. Go to some classes. I do incredible amount of free classes at my store. See who's doing classes in your area to start learning about some things and how you can change things and just kind of get your life on track. So,
well, again, I want to thank you. Yeah, for your expertise. I enjoy talking to you so much when it comes to anything dealing with health, I know that I can always count on you to put it out there in its biggest reality. And you seem to, and I've told you this so many times before, you just seem to have so many great answers, and I just appreciate that.
Thanks,
so
Silver.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. And I want to thank you for listening as well. Our expert today has been Sunday Muniz. She is an industry expert, award-winning nutritionist, and pharmacist. She's the owner of Nutritional Designs. Again, you can check her out at www.nutritionaldesigns.com. Get any questions that you didn't hear the answer to here, you can get them answered there. So we want you to go away on your day choosing life, choosing health, choosing to feel good. I wish you the best day, and I'll look forward to talking to you next time.